Freaky Jersey Tales back again with another podcast, and it's another day, another dollar we don't spend on these women. Before I get into the main topic, I just want to give you guys a little update from the Attention Whore at Court episode. The other day, Miss Stairs a Lot kept getting close to me, so we started having more and more conversations, and I made her laugh and turn red because I was roasting the judge and lawyers when we were on break. Once the trial was finished, all the jurors were saying bye to each other. I told Miss Stairs a Lot, good luck with everything, and I said it was nice to meet you. When we were in the lobby, she was like,
ah, like this totally sucks. My ride isn't going to be here for like another 2 hours.
I only live about 10 minutes from her. So did I give her a ride? Fuck no! I gave her the peace sign and sped out the door. Now let's get into the main subject. I haven't talked about gym thotties in a while, so I figured I'd give you guys an update. When I go to the gym, I always try to go when they first open because it's usually not crowded. I always have my headphones on and I never speak to anyone unless spoken to. Every once in a while when I'm in the gym, there's women doing the most to try to get my attention. Recently, there were two young light-skinned women staring at me while I was working out on the ab machine. It was obvious they were talking about me. I don't know if they were talking good or bad about me, but I didn't pay them any mind. There's a Caucasian woman that comes in with long hair, and you could tell she dyes it a whitish blonde color. That woman is a certified anorexic weirdo. I get hashtag Me Too vibes from that anorexic toothpick. Whenever I'm in the studio room by myself, I like to shadow box and hit the heavy bag. And this anorexic hobgoblin will open the door, walk inside the room, and once she sees me, she immediately walks out. So basically, she tries to bully me out the room because I guess she wants the room to herself. Before she comes in the room, she sees me through the window, but she steps in just to step out to make her presence known. Every time she does that, I make sure to stay in the room even longer than planned. I'll be damned if I let the Grim Reaper from Cartoon Network looking ass bitch punk me. Then one day, I was in the parking lot walking to the gym, and there was a different Caucasian woman driving a huge pickup truck. When she got out of the truck, I noticed she was about 4'10". So I went into the studio room to do my boxing thing. And once she seen me in there, she walks in and starts working out next to me. She eventually stopped working out and she sat on her mat and literally watched me shadow box for 40 minutes. I never looked at her or said anything to her. If these women want to talk to me, then they'll have to open their mouths since they're strong, independent, and can do anything a man can do. But she was too small to ride my roller coaster anyways. She must be over 5'3 to ride this ride. There's an older Caucasian woman that used to come to the gym that likes to touch me. This woman is 42 years old, married with 4 kids. One time she slapped my butt when she walked by. Another time she grabbed my hand and locked my fingers with her fingers. Another time I was doing crunches on the mat and she ran by and grabbed my thigh while her husband was watching. I guess she went home and told her husband she thinks I'm cute or something, because even before she introduced herself to me, her husband will always give me dirty looks in the gym. And then once I look at him, he turns his head the other way. Now imagine if I was the one touching her butt and grabbing her thigh. I would have been arrested for sexual assault and people would be calling me the big black pervert. About a couple of weeks ago, there was an African American woman staring into my face when I walked by. This chick was hella ugly. She looked like the black version of Yellow Bastard from Sim City. She followed me to the other side of the room and started working out next to me. I kept my head down and jammed to my music in my headphones. This yellow bastard looking chick started pacing back and forth behind me, trying to get me to look at her. Then she opened her mouth, saying something to me, but I kept my head down and my conscience was saying, please don't talk to me. Please go away. She walked away for about 2 minutes and came back over. I started doing bicep curls watching myself in the mirror, and this chick is behind me dancing and waving her arms in the air, saying, excuse me. So I finally looked at her. She points to a machine way across the room and says, are you using this one? I just shook my head no. Then she finally left me alone. Then there was another time I was at the gym. I was having a conversation about boxing with this older guy. Then an older married blonde walks up to me and says, hi, how are you doing? My name is Laura. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Then she looks at the guy I was talking to and says, oh, I'm sorry to interrupt the conversation. So I said, sure, what's your question? She says, I always see you here working out and I never got a chance to ask you, how do you like those headphones? Because I was thinking about buying the same pair. Would you recommend them? Yes, I would recommend them because they never fall off my ears. Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll get them. I also love the shirt you wear. It really brings out your muscles. As she's saying this, she's touching my arms and she's touching my shoulders and my traps. And the man I was having a conversation with was watching all of this go on and his face was priceless. Then the blonde says, I finally got a chance to talk to you because I wanted to ask you for the longest. I'm always watching you, but you're always so busy and focused with the weight. I said, always watching me? Oh, you've been checking me out, huh? She instantly turned red and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, you got me. Well, anyways, it was nice to meet you, Freaky Jersey Tales. When she walked away, the man I was having a conversation with said, you better watch yourself, young blood. You're dangerous. You have these women wanting to get a piece of your soul, brother, stick. Now I see why they say the gym is the new nightclub. This is all I got for this one. Catch you on the next episode.